From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. Missouri will be getting $21.5 million from a national settlement with the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's. Marshall Griffin in Jefferson City has more.
The settlement involves Missouri, 18 other states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Justice Department, which had all accused Standard & Poor's of knowingly inflating ratings of risky mortgage investments, in turn helping to trigger the financial crisis of 2008. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander and Attorney General Chris Koster filed suit 2 years ago, accusing S&P of 4 counts of securities fraud and 1 count of consumer fraud. In a separate announcement, Governor Jay Nixon says money from the settlement will be used to fund cybercrime task forces, veterans' homes, and domestic violence shelters. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Standard & Poor's will also comply with Missouri's consumer protection laws as a part of the settlement. There's a new proposal to restore campaign contribution limits in Missouri, but this one would place those limits in the state constitution through voter approval. The measure is sponsored by State Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph, who voted in 2008 to remove caps on campaign donations.
At the time, I believed that it was the right thing to do, but subsequently I've come to realize that the benefits of campaign contribution limits outweigh the downside.
Schaff's proposal would also ban all gifts and job offers from lobbyists and contributions from labor unions and corporations and impose a 3-year waiting period for former elected officials wanting to become lobbyists. If passed by lawmakers, it would likely go before Missouri voters next year. Meanwhile, House Speaker John Deal announced today that meals will no longer be provided during committee meetings held at the state capitol. Last week, Deal banned House committee meetings at country clubs and restaurants. According to a state audit, Missouri overpaid for some early Head Start programs and was billed twice for several home visit programs. Today, Auditor Tom Schweik released a report that gives the lowest possible rating to a state fund designated for early childhood programs. It cites lax controls and inefficient use of money as reasons for the poor score. The audit says the Department of Social Services overpaid $1.5 million for early Head Start programs that served fewer children than what was required in their state contracts for most of the year. The report also says duplicate home visit programs run by the state's social services and education departments caused inefficiencies. One provider billed the state twice for visits under both programs. Lobbyists raised questions about a bill yesterday that would limit their ability to give gifts to lawmakers. Lobbyist Michael Reed asked the House Governmental Accountability Committee how the bill defines the proposed $30 limit.
But the real question is that $30 per day? Is that $30 per year? Is that $30 per client? We just want to make sure that that's clear.
Longtime lobbyist Sam Licklider voiced concerns that the bill could infringe on the rights of lobbyists with family members or spouses working for the legislature.
I think you have a public policy question of how deeply do you delve into people's personal, intimate lives.
Some lobbyists questioned whether the limit could violate basic rights to privacy. Two North St. Louis County communities damaged in the aftermath of the Michael Brown grand jury announcement will receive $500,000 to help clean up and repair burnt-out businesses. KSDK-TV reports that Delwood and Ferguson will receive money from St. Louis County and the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. County Executive Steve Stanger says the county will work with business owners to determine if structures need to be demolished. Approximately 25 businesses were set on fire and 10 vehicles destroyed at a local car dealership after the grand jury's late November decision not to indict former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for Brown's death. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.